Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sugrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSugrass.com. This is the South Florida High School Sports Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
And that is us, and we welcome you in this evening as I'm playing with my headphones. I was talking with Alex Dono just a couple minutes ago, and while I was doing it, I put my little earplugs in, and they didn't, and they tangled. But anyway, I just wanted to welcome everybody in this evening. Great Monday night, as it is every Monday night for us here on South Florida High School Sports.com radio show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Great show for you this evening, plus a lot of things happening over the weekend. I mean, it was Very filling weekend. We had an opportunity to go to a pro event on Saturday. Some former Pittsburgh Steelers getting together at Western High School in Davie. Had a little bit of a combine. And then yesterday we had so much fun at the now second annual Duke Johnson Foundation 7-on-7 tournament. It was up at Ives Estates, the Ives Estates Park, which is now becoming the Mecca East. I mean, I'll tell you what, we're getting a lot of outstanding not only high school football players coming in there, but a lot of youth kids as well, and they have baseball. So that park has become pretty good, and Duke Johnson, as he always is, great host. I mean, you don't find a better one. I don't have to preach to the choir out here because everybody down here knows all about what Duke Johnson has done. And but his tournament, I think, grew by 10 teams. If you go to our South Florida High School Sports.com website, at South Florida High School Sports.com, you'll see all that. We have a couple of write-ups coming out on that. As we do every day, we have an end of the huddle of you looking at some of the prospects for the future. We have them here every day. A new one, close to 2,500 a year total. So this gives you an opportunity to know all these high school football players from when they're in basically ninth grade. Now it's become has gotten to the point that you are using these kids when they come in as ninth graders. I'm not saying all, but there's a lot of youngsters that are on the horizon now in the class of 2021. For those of you not familiar with that vernacular that we live with, that's your incoming freshman class. That's the ninth graders. And there are a lot of them, just like we talk about 2020, 2019, and then the class that's up on the clock this year for the seniors is 2018. And certainly a lot on display yesterday. Congratulations to Booker T. Washington of Miami, Coach Ice Harris and his team. I think that's either the fourth or fifth 7-on-7 tournament they won this offseason. Pretty good. Pretty good. We've seen a couple of them that they were in. Last week was the only week they didn't win, and that was the Dolphins event. I should say 2 weeks ago now, coming up on 2 weeks ago. But interesting as it may be, yesterday proved to be a very good day for a lot of kids. I mean, you know, not only was Duke there and feeding everybody and shaking everybody's hand and signing autographs and taking pictures and being what he is, but also, you know, giving back to the kids and just so much joy on his face watching all these high school football players. He's not that far removed from that. 6 years, 7 years removed from that or less. So he knows. He knows exactly what's going, you know, through everybody's head at this time. And he, you know what, having him there and having these guys, you know, he huddled around his alma mater, Norland, which made to the Final Four. So it was a great time. And those are the things that happen in South Florida. You have that much talent that comes back and gives back.
We've said it for years. It's gone on for years. No matter what high school you go to, there's always going to be a player or players that come back and give back. And it's important. And when these young athletes see these NFL players coming on their campus and giving back, that gets into their head a little bit and certainly gives them something to think about, obviously. So that's what South Florida is about when it comes to recruiting and some of the things that go along with it. And these tournaments are now essential. 7-on-7s, you don't go, you fall behind, kids will leave. Obviously, they want to go with a program that's going somewhere every weekend. They don't want to be the one sitting down or be the one on the sideline watching. They want to be playing, and that's what this is all about. And as it'll continue throughout the rest of the summer, team camps going on, lots going on. This evening we have an outstanding show for you. About 9:45, we'll hook up with a friend of ours that we started on this show last year from Max Preps. Zach Poff does the entire country, and they're about ready to come out with their top 100 high school football teams. We checked in with him last year. We had quite a few of them at the beginning of last year, and certainly Zach is just an outstanding analyst, and also he does a lot of research. So we'll talk to him about 9:45. 9:30, Tally Adams, a coach that a lot of people had talked about for years and years up in the Daytona area. No matter where he's gone, he's always been successful. He's been down here now coming up, I believe, 4 years at Stranahan, 3-4 years at Stranahan. And he's doing a lot of great things. He won the state 7-on-7. I know it's only 7-on-7. I know it's shorts, but nevertheless, it's something that helps you turn the corner. And through the years, if you lived in South Florida, you know Stranahan, that name is they've always put out talent. They always have that. The athletes, certainly just tough kids. And we'll have Coach Adams on at 9:30. Another program that finds itself in probably the toughest situation in the country, Hialeah Miami Lakes. What can you do when you're in with four of the top teams in the state and perhaps in the top 100 in the nation? You just get better. And Coach Tyron Johnson from Hialeah Miami Lakes, the Trojans, will join us about 9:20 or so. We kick off tonight's show with a football player that, as we have watched, a lot of people have watched over the last couple years, started out, as we talked about, Hialeah Miami Lakes, started out over there and then has been at Norland now. This spring really showcased what Eric Smith is about. He got a lot of colleges jumping aboard, just a tremendous ball hawk in the secondary, and just an outstanding young man. He joins us this evening. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mr. Larry.
You there?
Yeah.
Let's see. You there?
Hello?
Eric, are you with us?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Wow, I didn't know what happened. Thanks again. Thanks for so much for helping us out there, and thanks so much for joining the show. This has got to be exciting for you. I mean, you look back a couple years, and you take in, you know, your career. You didn't know exactly where it was going to lead to. You were with a program at HML, you know, that was adding pieces and, you know, getting better and better, and then all of a sudden coaching staff is no longer around. And you land in a really good spot at Norland. Talk about what was going through your head, and as you made the move, were there any uncertainties? You didn't really know, you know, you kind of knew your game plan at HML, but at Norland with a new school, you weren't really as sure. Talk about that process.
It was really a smooth process. Like, I already had plans on leaving HML. I just was planning on getting
into film. Oh, there you go. No, I got you.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, it was really a smooth process, but it was unexpected. I wasn't really expecting to go to Northern. I was planning on graduating from HML, but due to something like...
Something out of your control.
Yeah. I just landed at a good place at a good time.
Right. Yeah, it is. I mean, and you take a look at, you know, whether it's Coach Campbell, you know, calling defense or some of the position players or just what you've added. It looks like you guys are having fun. I mean, I watch you during your spring game. I watch you during your spring. I've been around at a couple 7-on-7s. It looks like this year you're having a lot more fun than you did in the last couple years.
Absolutely. Especially playing with Coach Campbell, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. He, you know what? Sometimes I think he yells just to yell, but he knows what he's talking about. I mean, I watched him for years and years and years, and you know, you appreciate somebody who puts you in the position to make the plays. I mean, and certainly he's one of them. Talk about this, you know. First of all, talk about what this team is capable of. We I know that you guys are always the there's also Norlin. You know, I mean, in your district, because I mean, we have Coach Johnson on from your former school HML tonight, and I think it's essential to understand that you guys just haven't been sitting around watching everybody get better. You guys have been improving. You have new faces. Talk about what that process is, getting used to some of the new guys on the team.
I think we built a lot of connections with our new guys. Like, it could take us to December. Like, our season could be really long if we just stay consistent.
Eric Smith joining us, Miami Norlin High School senior safety. You feel, I mean, I talk with Coach Allison, who probably knows you as well as anybody, and, you know, I said, I'd like to play him. I'd like to see what he does at corner, and he goes, you know what, he just is too valuable at safety. Have you played a lot of corner in the past?
Not really, not on film, but in practice I play a lot of corner, but I like to stay over the top of my defense so I could be the last man of defense.
Right, right. And also you like to put your head in there a little bit and make some plays. And if anybody's ever watched you, that was the first thing I noticed about you. Where did that instinct come? Because I know that, you know, you just don't all of a sudden wake up one day and just want to take some running back or some tight end out. But you seem to – I mean, when you hit, you leave a mark. Who taught you how to tackle like that?
It wasn't really no teaching. It's like it was just a born gift.
Instinct.
Yeah.
And we're talking with Eric Smith, Miami Norlin High School senior, one of the quality players around. During the spring, you had an opportunity to see a lot of high school, a lot of college coaches come through. When you talk to some of these schools, what are the things that the college coaches, what do they tell you? What do they talk about the most about your future, what they expect out of you?
They expect me to get more interceptions on my film, like, due to my injury with my hand, I couldn't show them nothing, like, with my ball skills on film.
Right.
Yeah, this year I had a chance to show them.
But that's one of the things that also, if people watch, you have good ball skills. I mean, we see,
absolutely.
Yeah, you get to balls. I mean, something I was talking with Coach Allison about, I said the one thing about Eric is he gets to balls that a lot of people are not going to get, and either you'll either pick it or tip it to somebody, you know, to intercept. And you know, I look back at the kid Redwine at Miami Killian, who was at University of Miami. Same, maybe he was a little bit longer than you were, but the same instincts to keep that ball off the ground. And I mean, and that's another thing that a lot of people, I mean, they talk about your, you know, your hitting, and they talk about, you know, your tackling so much, but I think that the underrated part of you is your cover skills. And I've seen you do it. I've watched you in 7-on-7 do it. Do you work on that a lot? I mean, that makes you obviously a complete safety if you can cover like that, but do you work on that a lot in practice?
Yes, I work on that a lot, because that's really what I'm underrated of, like you said. So I'll be trying to get that down pat so I can just be a full, complete safety.
Right. Eric Smith joining us, Miami Norlin High School, going to be a senior this coming year, and you have some good pieces in the secondary with you. I mean this is a Norlin defense that never short on talent, no matter what year it is. But this year especially, talk about some of the guys that are on that defense and also in the secondary that you expect some big years out of.
I expect big things out of everyone, including Jarvis, our upcoming safety, our strong safety.
He plays alongside you.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good. You have good linebacking core. They make plays. Defensively up front, you got bigger. I saw you have a young defensive end who looks promising. I saw him in the spring game. So those guys you expect to kind of like mature and by, you know, like district season, they should be a lot better, huh?
Yes, as I said, we have to stay consistent and everything is ours.
Yeah, no, I agree. Tough district. I know that. You've played in it. You know the teams. Everybody, you know, defending state champion Carroll City. Before that, a team that won it 5 out of 6 years, and then Central, and then a Northwestern team that comes in this year as one of the favorites. I know you take it one game at a time. Each of those teams are, you know, they're stacked. They all have some playmakers. But you have to feel when you go into a game, because it's a defensive, I think it's a defensive-oriented district, that the defense always has that advantage going in, no matter who it is, but you always have that advantage. You guys feel that way going into the season?
Yes, we had a double advantage with Coach Campbell as the coach. He's very good with setting up personnel.
Yep. No, I agree. And that's what I was just saying to you before. Before we let you go, I mean, college-wise, I know that you got a lot of started getting interest, and rightfully so, this spring. Any schools that you're looking at right now that may be the one that, maybe stands out over everybody else?
Yeah, it's Colorado State.
Wow. Nice little had you gone for a visit or not yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, well, listen. It is one of the nicest places that you're ever going to go. I mean, and it's really mountains out your back window. It's an awesome place. Good conference. We were just talking about that conference because I went to UNLV, so that's in that conference. And I said, you know, that conference is kind of underrated because they do put out a lot of tremendous kids. Boise's in that conference as well. And, yeah, that's going to be it. Now, when do you plan on maybe taking a trip?
Probably late July.
Okay, good stuff. Well, Eric, I appreciate this. You and I talk a lot. You know how much I appreciate what you do and how you play the game and how much you've stayed in there through injuries and everything. And I know you've turned out to be a great leader. A lot of kids are rallying around you. We'll catch up a lot this summer.
Okay, thanks.
Good stuff. Eric Smith, and tell you, if you could watch this guy play, I mean, he's built like a corner, but hits like a safety. And he's got great ball skills. He gets the things that a lot of people don't. So keep your eye on him. Big show to go this evening. South Florida High School Sports.com radio show. Larry Bluestein in with you up until about 9:57 as we will take you into Scott Farrell. Last week I did a pretty good imitation a couple weeks ago because I had the raspy voice. But always listen to Scott. You heard that Scott doing they're having their 25 years on air at WQAM, and I'll tell you what, I started actually with this station back when I was in high school, and they used to give you out, they were a rock and roll station, and they give out these little cards, and a little sports reporter card. You are a sports reporter for the Tiger, and that was my first deal with it, and then I came back when they first became and I used to do fill-in shows when they first became a sports station, when they were up in Hollywood, and then here now. So this is a station that I have a lot of history with, and I'm certainly proud that they're going as strong as they are. So a lot of great things coming up. You listen no matter what time of day, quality programming all the way around. Scott Farrell's my boy. I listen to him next on the way home all the time. And then our lineup during the day, we were just talking about it before. It's tough to replace any of the guys in that starting lineup because they're all quality and they all bring a lot to the table. We're here, as I said, 9:57, coming up on 10 o'clock. Great show coming up. Coach Tyron Johnson from Hialeah Miami Lakes. Coach Tally Adams from Stranahan. You'll enjoy both of those gentlemen. Very knowledgeable, very passionate about the game. We wrap things up this evening about 9:45. Zach Poff from Max Preps, and he'll kind of lay down the law of how our South Florida teams are going to look, and maybe we'll even talk some Dodger baseball with them.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the South Florida High School Sports Show on South Florida's sports leader, 25 years and counting.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
Oh. Back with you on a SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com radio Monday evening. Larry Bluestein with you up until about 10 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much, Eric Smith from Miami Norland Safety, for joining us and talk some positive things about the Vikings that certainly going to resonate throughout the season. Tough district, and our next guest knows that probably as well as anybody. He took over this program, and they've been just pointing towards the top. Never mind who else plays in your district. Just mind your own, you know, your own deal, and get better, grind hard, and good things will come your way. And Tyron Johnson has done that at Hialeah Miami Lakes, and he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Anytime. I mean, I know this is you're one of those old school guys. You're not taking no for an answer. You're not going to look at a district and say, so, you know, I mean, you're the one, let's strap it on and let's see who's best at the end of the day. And we're going to work as hard as you. And it's kind of working, you know. I mean, you're showing your kids that, yeah, we may have the most talented district in the country by far, but we're not packing things up and going home.
No, sir. No, sir. And you said it. I mean, what I tell my kids, like I say, I've been through, I understand this district probably well as anybody. Played at Northwestern, coached at Northwestern, and I know a lot of the coaches at these other schools, Cass City, Central, and also Northern. And what I tell them is not about what I know and what it takes to get there. It's about how I get it to them, my team. And make them understand what it is, what it takes to get over that hump or to exceed to the next level.
Right, right. And you've been at that next level, and you know what it takes. And, you know, and I say there's a lot of people that, you know, you don't have to play the game. Well, sometimes you do, you know. I mean, you know, or at least be close enough to the game where you have such a keen understanding of what the players are going through. And you do that, and you could relate that to the kids, and you could tell them, hey, listen, take it from me. I mean, if you want to take it from somebody else, that's up to you, but I've been through this, and I could steer you through a much straighter path.
Most definitely. And again, I got to tell them, I say one thing about the game of football, really the game, any sport, and I know everybody now, social media is big, and you're looking at, we got probably three teams that we're going to be ranked in the nation,
yeah.
All right, in our district. And that's all good. But I believe, and I just got to get it to them, and I think it's working, if we could come together as a team, as a family, trust one another, love one another, all right, and do it for each other, anything, I don't care what sport you play, anything is possible.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You can do the unthinkable.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm trying to still hit right what I got going now.
No, I mean, and you do. You have a very positive thing going at Hialeah Miami Lakes. A lot of people have talked about it as Coach Tyron Johnson joins us. I remember you playing. I know that you played as hard as anybody. That was the one thing that I always remembered about you. You never, I mean, when the game was over, you never said, you know what, I should have done that, because you were the type of guy that left everything out on the field. And I know it's hard to teach that. You look at the Pete Roses of the world in baseball who want everybody to play the game like him. You always can't play the game like that person, but you could at least show them to maximize their potential. And I know as a player and as a coach, that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, like I said, we lead as coaches, we lead by example, and we trust that our kids will follow. And, you know, you go from there. You just keep doing the right things, and hard work's always going to pay off. Yep. No matter when you think it will, but it will at some point. You just got to trust in the system.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, when you were playing, I mean, was there a time that you said to yourself, you know what, yeah, I'd like to coach maybe? Or was that after? Uh-huh. Or was that after you got everything out of you?
Well, I always knew, because I went to school for physical education.
Right.
So I always knew in the back of my head when I was finished playing that I would start coaching, which I actually started while I was still playing ball.
Right.
I was in arena football back in 2003, and I actually stopped playing in 2007. And I was fortunate enough to start with Coach Billy Rowe down there at Killian.
Sure.
In 2003.
State
gave
championships.
My first shot. You know, we got a state championship on our belt in 2004. And, of course, I stayed with them to Northwestern in 07. And I went on my own at Edison for a couple of years as a defensive coordinator. And then I'm here now at HML with this opportunity to, you know, make a change.
Yeah.
And HML and give them back to what it used to be back in the 90s and early 2000s, what I know about them.
Yeah, well, even when I knew about him, I mean, you know, I went through the earlier days when Michael Timpson was there and he went on to Penn State and you know, Michael was tremendous, and you had Rohan Davey, and they've had their share of tremendous football players through the years. You know, back in the 80s, they were really one of the top 10 teams in the state all the time. So I agree with you. I think the emphasis now is going to be on, you know, the team unity. There's a lot of programs out there that are individual, and I think, like you said before, as long as you stay together and you work together, things are going to work out, and I agree with that. I just think that there's something about a bond that is not looking at another direction. You know, I mean, if you're devoted to what you're doing, you're going to get the best out of the kids, and you're seeing that now. And like I said yesterday, you could, the only thing you could sell your kids on a lot of things, but the best thing you could sell them on is, does anybody that you know going to have a more challenging schedule than you are? And that's you're going to have the best audition, Coach. I mean, your kids will have the best. They're going to have a great form. They're going to go up against some of the best teams in the country, and everybody watches them. So if you excel, you could earn yourself a scholarship just on your district teams. I mean, that's the one thing that you owe. And just like I tell the coaches that, you know, when kids go to FAU or FIU, I said, but you're playing Alabama, you're playing Florida, you're playing Penn State. I mean, how bad can that be? I mean, you know, I mean, why wouldn't you want to go to a program like that? I mean, you don't want to play Nebraska every week. I mean, you're going to get worn out. But I mean, if a couple of your games happen to be, you know, those big time games, I mean, as a student athlete, I think you're getting the best you can get.
Yeah, of course you want to. I mean, if your mentality is you want to be on a big stage, I mean, why not? I mean, some people don't get that opportunity. You know, you always got maybe, you know, the lower level schools where maybe scouts don't come and see. Maybe people don't come and see your games. And now I look at our being in the district, you got to take things as a positive.
Yes.
You know, so most people on the outside, to be honest, wow. Man, you guys are in a tough district. You know, they might see it very negatively, but I take it positively. Like I say, look at the advantages that we have by being in this district. And I try to sell that and push that to my kids. Everything I do is to get them to understand what it is that we're trying to do. I want them to see me move and move the way I move. It's all about them when it comes to me.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's 100% that all these guys, I think if they would, their parents, everybody should understand. So if you go to another program and play, I mean, you're going to be, at the end of the year, you're going to put up the equipment just like everybody else. So you might as maximize what you got in between. And you certainly have that schedule. And to me, I think HML, Hialeah Miami Lakes, is very, very lucky to be in this situation. Rather than run from it, you embrace it.
Exactly. Most definitely. You said it.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you stopping by. I love what you're doing over there. You're working the kids hard. You're making them believe, and that's the one thing, and you promote them. And that's the one thing I think if any coach is listening out there tonight, promote your kids more, you know, because the whole thing about it is that, you know, you're teaching them, so they're kind of your responsibility, so make sure they get to that next level, and you're doing it. You're opening some eyes. And again, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you for all you do.
Anytime, Coach. Coach Tyron Johnson, Hialeah Miami Lakes, one of those guys who is turning the corner. You know, when you have teams that are pretty much where you could take that, you know, the credit card and say, okay, well, book me 50 rooms in Orlando, I'll be there. The St. Thomas's, the Heritage's, programs like that. That's a team that is looking right now to develop and not fighting the fact that they're playing in a district with Central, Northwestern, Carroll City, New Orleans, and Northwestern. It's just, you know, it's – I agree with him. But certainly he is one of those guys that's going to stick his nose in there. He's a tough-minded guy, and he's a good coach, and he's done a great job. Speaking about that, you shift into Broward County, same type of guy. Tally Adams has come to South Florida with the same beliefs, the same techniques that he's used throughout his coaching career, and he's starting to turn things around. I'm proud of him because he's stuck in there from day one. He's working hard. He joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Anytime. You know, I relate that story to back when you first took the job, and one of your big supporters from back in Daytona area called me and told me, he goes, you know what, I don't care how many kids they lose, you watch over the next 3-4 years how many players, student-athletes gravitate towards him. And he's been 100% right. All these kids you talk to are just loving what's happening at Stranahan. They're buying in, they're working hard, and they're believing. And, Coach, the results are coming.
Yes, they are, man. I appreciate you. That's Coach Gary Evans right there, man.
Yep.
You know, always one of my biggest supporters, and he's right, you know. I've been working very, very hard to try to turn this program around, and that's what we're doing right now. It looks real good. We got 6 kids right now with big-time offers, and got 6 more kids that should have Division I offers. So we have about 12 kids right now that can have Division I offers.
And you've built this. I mean, you built this from the beginning. And I remember where you started showing up. And you just, you know, people didn't know, well, who's Stranahan, where are they? But you kept coming, and you're coming and coming, and to the point where you win the state championship and in the 7-on-7. Everybody knows who you are. These kids have worked so hard. You had a positive spring. College coaches came around. So this is all kind of falling into place the way that you anticipated when you took the job.
Correct. I mean, from day one, you know, I told them during the interview that, you know, I wanted to win. You know, that's always been my goal in life, is just to win. I want to win. I want to wake up every day and I want to win. So, I feel like even when you lose, sometimes you still win because you're learning. But I want to win, and the time is now. You know, it's now, man. I mean, I have great football players on my team. You know, I have, you know, Markwell Dippert, Milton Cook, you know, Gachina Zickwit, Javion Johnson, Dante Watson, Janelle Ismo. They all have all big-time offers. And then I have 6 more kids that can have offers, like Freddie Sears, you know, 6'3 corner, Jaquan Griswell, quick running back, Jaquan Wayboy. He's just a versatile athlete.
Hey, he won some MVP. He was pretty good.
Yeah, we got some big-time kids, man. Jaquez Dillard. Johnny Solomon, Kyle McGregor, those kids there, man, can have divisional offers easy. So, I mean, we have what it takes, you know, to compete with anyone.
Yeah, no, I know. You've played hard, and I've watched, as we're speaking with Coach Tally Adams from Stranahan High School in Fort Lauderdale. Coach, the one thing is, I remember your very first spring when you played, and here comes Naples Laley, and you're out there, and you look at your team and you're thinking to yourself, it's going to get better.
it could be nothing but get better. You know, Mr. Blue Stan, I'm not going to be honest with you, man. We were very young.
Yeah.
Man. I had kids, you know, leaving and transferring away. And I just had to find a way, man, to keep everybody together and create a family. And you know, we have a big 3 we go by, we're a family, and character and detail. And the kids have bought into it. And it's a meaning to each of those, and the kids, they bought into it. So, and it's a great school right now to be at. Stranahan is going to be very competitive this year. And, you know, we're in a tough conference, but, I mean, we can get through it. We can make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, as you know, we were just talking to Coach Johnson from Hialeah Miami Lakes. He's in that same kind of realm with having Central, Northwestern, and Carroll City and Norland in his district. But, you know, you have a perennial powerhouses in there and teams that have played very well. But like you said, on any given day, things can happen. I mean, things do happen, and you have the talent. Yesterday at the Duke Johnson event, and you know what? It's football. You know, the kids compete. Everybody competes. And you were right there to the end. end. I mean, you finished in the Final Four with a pretty decent field, you know, of teams. This wasn't just, you know, your average neighborhood programs. You had some Booker T. Washington, who, you know, you've been at a lot of events they've been at. But to your credit, when you bring your kids, you've brought them from day one. I mean, I had them
all from day one. And all these kids were kids that I had from JV on up. You know, we don't get a lot of transfers to come in at the Stranahan because we don't have the big name. But, you know, I've put these kids in 7-on-7s each and every year, and this year has really paid off. We've been in 35 games, and our record is 29-7 state championship. And in that league, we went 20-3, and we're going to nationals now in Ohio to represent Florida. So I think that's big. I know it's 7-on-7, but man, it's great to show your skills, and it's a great confidence booster. I mean, we've played two teams in our conference that have definitely been on top of, you know, the last couple of years with Partner Givens, and you know we've been blessed to, you know, beat those guys three times. They beat us once, so we 3-1 against them this offseason. And yesterday we knocked off American Heritage twice.
Wow!
So we're the only team to beat American Heritage. So our kids need that, you know
sure.
confidence booster, you know, to let them know that, hey man, we can play with these guys.
And I'll tell you what, that's whether you, like you just said, okay, so it's 7-on-7. But you know what? No one's saying that about Booker T when they're walking across the stage getting their medal at the end of the year. They love 7-on-7. It's a great way to keep busy and, you know, keep in shape and get the camaraderie. Now, you're going out and to get to this national tournament. I know you guys have to raise some money. How are you guys going about that?
Well, right now, you know, we have a GoFundMe. And we're trying to raise $7,500, and we're looking for any kind of help that we can get out there. So if you're listening, please, you know, when you go to my Twitter, at Coach Cali Adams. My Twitter is Coach Cali, T-A-L-L-Y, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, and I have a GoFundMe page there, and every cent counts, every dollar counts. We definitely need some help, and if you don't want to go through the GoFundMe, we have a Wells Fargo account. You can deposit only, and that account number is 799-770-8818. That account number is 799-770-8818. So,
okay.
If you go to Wells Fargo account and you put those numbers in and deposit in any kind of money, nobody can get it. It's only two coaches that be able to get that. It's myself and it's Coach Jacobs, one of my assistant coaches. So we appreciate any kind of help.
Awesome.
Kind of help. But if you want to see your money, all you got to do is go to my Twitter page at Coach Cali Adams, and it's a GoFundMe account right there, and you can see your money that you deposit in. And we need all the money we can. So if anybody listening out there, we need to raise $7,500 to get there. And we've definitely started, but we definitely need a lot of help.
Good stuff. Well, listen, Coach, I mean, I know that everybody, and it'll be the first time for a lot of these kids on an airplane, too.
Yes, it will.
So,
it will.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, you know, that's an experience, a good reward from coming basically out of nowhere, you know, to do what they're doing. And I think that the Dragons are around to stay. Coach is doing a tremendous job. And, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We got, like I said, this coming up on Thursday. We're going to have a little on the rise with Stranahan, and then we'll talk about the GoFundMe page in there as well, so everyone will get a chance to kind of help you out before the tournament starts. When? The 7th of July?
July the 14th.
Oh, July 14th.
July the 14th is when we travel there, and the tournament starts on the 15th, July the 15th, and July the 16th is the playoffs.
Good
stuff. So, and they also are going to give us a tour around the Hall of Fame. So, I mean, I've been there once, and I think everybody that's associated with the game of football should get an opportunity to see that, man. It's amazing. And we get to play in the Hall of Fame stadium. So it's going to be a great event, and it's something that these kids will never forget. So we need any kind of help from anybody. We need the help.
Okay, Coach, we'll get you out there. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on your show, Ms. Blue.
Anytime. Coach Cali Adams, Stranahan, doing some great things. Get them over to Ohio. Get them. They'll bring you all back something from Canton, Ohio. When we come back, we wrap things up for a beautiful Monday evening. Zach Poff is going to join us. He's from Max Preps. He's the guy who sits around his in his laboratory coming up with all these rankings. But he's going to join us next right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Miami Sports Radio 560.
Back to wrap things up for you on a Monday evening, South Florida High School Sports.com radio show. Larry Bluestein with you up until 10 o'clock. Thanks to Coach Tyron Johnson from Hialeah Miami Lakes for joining us in his tough district. And Coach Tally Adams, who let's see if we can get his team to Canton, Ohio. That'd be a pretty decent deal, as well as Eric Smith, who joined us in the first segment. You know, every year we're South Florida, even the state of Florida, always in the mix when it comes to nationally rated high school football teams. And a lot of the those who do the rankings get their stuff together this time of year, but nobody works harder than our guy Zach Poff with Max Preps, who right now is probably sitting there in the basking glory of his 10-game winning streak his Dodgers have. And Zach, thanks so much for taking the time and breaking away for some baseball.
Yeah, of course, man. And I mean, obviously, you caught me at the right time. We're, you know, riding a 10-game winning streak. That lefty Cody Bellinger is pretty good, right?
You think? 68 home runs projected to hit with 180 RBIs.
Okay. All I got to say for Giants fans real quick is Barry Hu.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I know that you're a huge Dodger fan, and congratulations. Now you're just one game behind Houston for the best record in baseball.
Yeah, we're playing well, but as you know, October has been the problem for us, too, so I'm not getting too excited just yet. So.
I know. Well, we'll ask Don Mattingly about that when we see him. I know he knows a little bit about that. Zach, let's switch, if we can, talk about football. I know that you're a huge sports fan, but you don't go far away from high school football. You watch it daily. And you've had an opportunity, as you guys are getting set now, to make that top 100 team list that everybody, no matter what, they look forward to it. You do your little countdowns. What's the process of that? I mean, can you go totally off of last year? Do you go off of spring? How do you make your determination on who's going to be slotted and where?
Hey, I mean, it's almost impossible to come up with an exact process, but the story behind it, obviously, is who do you have returning, who would you add on your roster, and stuff like that. I mean, you look at St. Thomas Aquinas, I mean, they're such a developed program. Even though you might lose a Jake Allen and a Trayvon Grimes, you're still going to have a lot of talent coming back, so you know they're going to be on the list. Carroll City, Miami Central, Northwestern, all those teams, they're returning some big-time players, so really what it comes down to, though, is just the players coming back, the chemistry you've shown as a team, and also an important is head coach also, too. I mean, that's key to a lot of high school programs when they're successful, is they have a very good head coach.
Yeah, and I know what you probably get. I mean, and we get it at a much smaller scale when we do our list, but I can imagine being you probably go away, get a good bottle of something, and then hide when you put out your list. But you guys have it because everybody's kid is better than the guy you got. I mean, you know that. I mean, but
yeah.
So you come, I mean, so everything is subjective, obviously. I mean, and you get into that point where, you know, you're almost tired of rationalizing, you know, with somebody else about it, but it's an opinion that your people have. I mean, they watch these guys, the area guys watch them. You know, I mean, you can't it's tough to compare a kid or a team completely, but you do as best you can on the resources you have, and I understand that, and that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, all right, I'm just going to pick 100 teams and, you know, call it a day. This is, you know, I spent a month, you know, researching teams, seeing who's coming back, talking to coaches, kind of what's going on, 7-on-7 camps and all this stuff too. So, I mean, you just got to stay on top of it, because the one thing with high school sports compared to college and professional sports, a lot easier to find content and find information for, you know, professional sports, just a little more well-known.
Sure.
But high school, you got to do a little more digging and stuff. And the important thing is obviously having the right, you know, contacts and stuff too, because those are the ones that kind of know their area of football better than someone that's trying to, you know, cover the entire country. It's good to get others' opinion and then kind of go back and forth with that to help really use that as a source too.
Yeah, which it's always been, but probably more now than ever because, as you mentioned, you have so many more resources. I mean, people laugh at me when I tell them, you know, when I first started this, I had change in my pocket. We had to use, you know, there was no cell phones, nothing. There were no laptops. But things have changed
in Twitter,
that.
None of that. I mean, Twitter's so reliable now. There was none of that back then either.
Shoot.
So.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So you had to, you know, I mean, I try to, you know, do shortcuts, but sometimes you think, you know, I was pretty successful and I did pretty good work when we didn't have all that. So it makes you work harder. And I tell the guys who are just starting out, if you can't rely on what is on anything really. I mean, whether it's newspaper, print, anything, because it's just somebody who found that out. Until you find the facts out, it's just, you know, and that's what you got to teach them. Try to come up with things on your own. Don't be lifting other people's stuff, because all you're doing is just, you're shortchanging yourself. And there's a lot of that. I know there's a bunch of kids that there's just no way anybody could know about them, but they lifted off of what somebody else said. And before you know it, if that person was wrong, then everybody's wrong. So, no. I mean, I don't envy you, Zach, that's for sure. But you do have a position where you do have now more of these nationally contested games like this year. You have, I guess, John Bosco's coming to St. Thomas from California.
Hey, that's going to be a good one right there. I mean, you know, Bosco's won 2 state titles since 2013, and Aquinas, you know, they just won their 10th state title in school history and 3 in a row last year. And, talk about a secondary, too. I mean, St. Thomas Aquinas, you got Asante Samuel Jr., Al Blades Jr., you got the Louisville guy, Troutman, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's arguably the best secondary in high school football, too.
It's good. It's good. And they got others. You know, I mean, they have others that a lot of people haven't heard of that already have offers. That's the craziest part. That's the craziest part. And then I, you know, earlier this year, we were doing a lot of that when the University of Miami commitments, you know, even for the future. And we had the kid from Gorman on, and the kid that committed to Miami. And we were talking to
Brevin Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. And good guy. But we were talking to him and his coaches before, and we were talking because last year they played against St. Thomas. This year they have Central. And the one thing that he said and the coaches said, the one thing about Florida is everybody's fast. You see, it doesn't matter. I mean, you look at that water girl, man. She's the fastest water girl I've ever seen, because that's what everything's predicated on, speed. So you have to prepare for a Florida team a little bit differently. You can't, you know, I mean, this isn't the Liberty team we played last week. You know, I mean, this is a team that their safety is everybody runs. So obviously, when Gorman plays against Miami Central, it's going to be one of those games where you're going to have a lot of talent. And I think, just like last year, the team with the least mistakes wins it.
Yeah, and, you know, Aquinas was a field goal, PAT or whatever, away from, you know, handing Gorman their first loss in 4 years.
Exactly.
I mean, it comes down to that. But I tell you what, Miami Central, obviously, James Cook gets a lot of hype. He should. He's, you know, arguably the best player in South Florida, or even in the entire state. But Willie Davis, a stud, too. I mean, you want to talk about
time.
A backfield. I mean, that's going to be a problem for Gorman, too. I mean, Gorman returned some key players, but on offense, Tate Martell was, you know, he never lost a game as a starting quarterback. So that's going to be a fun opportunity for Miami Central.
Yep.
And, you know, they kind of got a sour taste in their mouth after last year, wanted to win another state title in a row. And they fell short. And, you know, they're in arguably the toughest district in all of Florida. So,
and we had,
I mean, you got Carroll City, Northwestern.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
And we had two of the teams on tonight that are, like, towards the bottom tier. We had Norland, which is a very talented team. And we had Hialeah Miami Lakes coach on this evening. And you know what? And he puts it into perspective. What he tells his kids is, where are you going to get a tougher schedule? I mean, where are you ever going to get a tougher schedule than the one you play? So you're going to get noticed, even if you're, like, a 1-8 team, you're going to get noticed if you're any good and you perform against. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways around that, and especially, you know, down here with Booker T. Washington, another program that is stacked up with kids, and you have the big schools with Deerfield and Southridge and those type of programs. But nationally, who do you look at as the teams that could get into that national championship picture this year?
Well, I mean, obviously St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, they're going to have a little bit of quarterback debate this year, so we'll kind of have to wait and see what that's like. But they got two young guys that right. I think they'll be able to get in that role. But I love the defense Aquinas has. And Jason Taylor and Sam Madison are out there helping out a little bit too, right?
Yeah, they are.
So those are two good guys to have in your back pocket to teach defense. And speaking of former Miami Dolphin DBs, you know, the guy that was on the other side of Madison, Patrick Surtain.
I
love what American Heritage is doing. Now, I know they lost a couple of key pieces on the offensive line, which is,
yes.
you know, probably the most underrated position in all of football. But I love what they got with, you know, Patrick Surtain Jr. and Tyson Campbell on the other side. Them and Aquinas, when it comes to secondaries, you know, they're big time. And then other teams that, you know, kind of putting themselves in the mix. Even though Carroll City's got a new coach, I like the new head coach is, you know, from a Booker T. Washington, Tim Ice Harris kind of guy. Those guys seem to do well with young players. And they, you know, talk about a backfield. Cameron Davis and Naquan Wright, two studs.
They're and right Marlon Smith at quarterback. Marlon's a good quarterback.
Hey,
yeah.
You got the nickname Magic. You're doing things right. So
That kid's
a stud with the rock in his hands. And you can't sleep on Booker T. Washington, too. And, you know, Northwestern's got some studs, too.
Yes.
There might not be a, you know, more underrated player than Tutu Atwell.
By far.
That kid's a stud quarterback.
By far. So. Not a 155-pounder in the nation like him. I'm telling you. It's laughable.
Man. He's a stud, man. That kid makes plays. And one other shout-out, maybe my most entertaining player to watch in all Florida, Mark Pope.
Oh, yes.
Miami South.
Oh, yes.
That kid's a stud.
Changer.
A stud.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Hey, so the Dodgers, they got the pitching. They got everything going for them. They'll win this division, and then what happens?
You know, I should just wait, but I'm going to say it now, man. Dodgers, Red Sox, World Series. Dodgers win their first World Series championship since 1988.
Awesome. Hey, listen, we're going to catch back up with you right before the season, so we'll see where you're at.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Zach.
We're probably going to drop the rankings kind of mid-July, late July, so maybe I'll jump on then, too.
Okay, sounds good to me, man. Hey, thanks again. Enjoy, and keep the streak going.
All right, thanks for having me on, Larry.
Anytime. Zach Poff, one of the best. A great guy, well-rounded guy, and what a show. Love this show tonight. Eric Smith from Norland, Coach Tyron Johnson from HML, Coach Tally Adams from Stranahan, and our guy Zach Poff from Max Preps. Colada dude. I don't like that name. but you awesome as always. You do a great job. Back with you, I believe, next Wednesday, because Monday and Tuesday is going to be CBS programming, so I believe we'll be back with you next Wednesday. Have a safe 4th of July. We'll see you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.